Joining us is the owner and the man who had the vision to bring the NHL to Las Vegas, along with our good friends, the Maloofs, and a man who's been on this program with us several times leading up to this, but now it's a pleasure to have him back on with us as we are now officially into the inaugural season of the Vegas Golden Knights. We are talking about owner Bill Foley. Bill, thanks for taking the time and joining us.
Hey, great to be with you, TC.
Well, my friend, last night was just amazing. First and foremost, I want to ask you, how are you feeling today? Because I know that you had a lot of adrenaline running up until last night, and I saw you running around doing all kinds of interviews. So tell us how you're feeling.
I'm a little wiped out today. We went to kind of an after party upstairs where the commissioner was there and just said a few words, but had a lot of friends there, people that I hadn't seen for a bit, and some investors and just friends. And we looked at our watches, my wife and I, and it was 2 a.m. I haven't stayed up till 2 a.m. since I was about 18. And so we got in the car and headed home, actually about 10 of 2. And we were both talking, and we said, wow, we still have an adrenaline rush.
After the press conferences and going to the locker room last night and then hanging out in Toshiba Plaza afterwards, the place for a Tuesday night was still very, very electric. People at all the restaurants there and around the strip area, they were still buzzing about what they saw take place at T-Mobile just hours ago. And just like yourself, I looked and I said, wow, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and these people are still very, very excited.
It was great. I mean, I really feel like we accomplished the mission. Our mission was to demonstrate to Las Vegas that we are embedded, that we're part of the community, that we support the community, that we're going to help the community through this period of time, and that. So I feel like we're bringing the community up, and the community is bringing our team up. We're all moving to a greater high. So I really love the way that our marketing people and game day people put that event together. I just thought it was terrific.
So, Bill, I want to go into a little bit more about that and the idea to actually embrace the people who are actually involved. I'd like you to take us through the thought process and even the planning process, because just 9 days earlier, we had the horrific tragedy that took place with the shooting. In the midst, you're trying to get ready for your season opener, which is on the road that takes place 2 days later, you know, last Tuesday. And then you got to think about your home opener, you know, a total of 3 games, you know, taking place here coming up. So did you gather your staff around and come up with a plan that said, listen, we want to really focus on what happened here and then involve the people that helped the relief efforts here? I'd just like to get your thought process on what the plan was and how you quarterbacked this whole thing.
Well, we started out, I mean, on the Monday morning and really into Tuesday, everyone was just in shock. Everyone was kind of just down and out and feeling depressed. And we were going to have a fan fest on Tuesday afternoon, and we canceled that on Monday. We said this is not appropriate. We aren't going down to downtown Las Vegas to the D Hotel, which is they're great friends of ours, and introduce the players and introduce the mascot. So we had one event. It was on Friday over at Topgolf, a game watching event, and that was, we said we're going to do that because we're going to watch the game and we're going to bring some fans in and we're going to have fun together. But in the meantime, we started gathering all of our game day people, personnel, and all of our marketing, our PR people. And really beginning Tuesday, we said, okay, we can't have our game day presentation that we were planning on having yesterday, the following Tuesday. It just isn't appropriate. So how are we going to recognize what happened and give and pay tribute, but do it in a way that we're not being maudlin, that we're not it's not self-serving. And they came back about a day later and said, what if we bring in first responders and have them escorted by our hockey players out to the center ice? And how about if when we sing the national anthem, we ask everyone to join and sing the national anthem with us? And how about if one of the wounded moms or father's son drops the puck? And so it just kind of evolved and evolved and evolved. And we were still working on it as late as Monday and kind of refining it and making sure we had everything organized. I feel like they just our marketing and game day people just really pulled it off. They hit it out of the park, and we were all in tears. You know, it was just such a moving event. I just thought it was it was a terrible tragedy, but the massacre and the individuals that had been killed and wounded. But our goal was to try and bring people together, and I really feel like we helped.
You know, when news came last week that you guys were going to cancel the Fan Fest, I think that was just a great thing to do on your part. And I realized that there was a lot of time and effort that went into planning that. And, you know, there were probably some costs that were associated with that possibly maybe you guys lost on that. And then the decision to not have the sponsors on the boards last night for opening ice to go ahead and put Vegas Strong all across. I thought, number one, that was just such a classy move. And I bring this up because, Bill, because I think it's rather brilliant. Because not many organizations would say, hey, we're going to go to our primary sponsors and we're going to take them off the boards and we're going to unite our community in this way. And a lot of people may think, well, hey, that's an easy thing to do. It might not be that easy of a thing to do when you're talking about that you have millions upon millions of dollars here involved. So how did that go about? And I could imagine that your sponsors were saying, hey, we're totally fine with this.
They also, I mean, 100%, they were totally fine with it. They were supportive of the idea. We went to all of them individually and we said, here's what we would like to do. Here's how we'd like to do it. And we have a very, we have some real original thinkers in terms of game day activities and presentation. And, they stepped up and they really thought it through from just as you're saying, asking the sponsors to take their sponsorship logos or LEDs or, dashboards, take them down during this time period so we could honor Vegas. We had great cooperation. I mean, it was fantastic. And everyone wants to bring us back together. Jim Murren came over last night with Bill Hornbuckle from across the arena, and he was still in tears. You know, he was just so emotional. It was gratifying to see that we had that kind of impact, because that was our goal.
Mission accomplished. Owner Bill Foley of the Vegas Golden Knights joined us talking about last night's beautiful presentation and beautiful performance on the ice as the Golden Knights win 5-2, now 3-0 in the standings, and just an amazing emotional night. I want to make this clear too to a lot of people that, you know, went to the game last night or read about it or saw it on television or whatever about uniting the community. This is just not because of the tragedy. I want to go back when you first, you know, came on this show, you talked to everyone here in Las Vegas, that this community was going to be very, very important to you, and you started uniting this community in the very, very beginning. It wasn't just because of the tragedy, but you have just been spot on with this, you know, from, like I said, the onset. Speak a little bit about that. And I think a lot of people now who maybe didn't know that in the beginning, they definitely know it now.
Well, that was our goal from day one. We wanted to be a local team. We wanted to be, and we are Vegas born. You know, we've even trademarked it and trade named it because we really are born and bred here in Las Vegas. The team is, and our goal from day one was to be the team of Las Vegas. And I feel like you've got UNLV, and they've got great basketball, and they play football. But when people are asked, "Where do you live?" "Oh, I live in Vegas." "Oh, you must go to the Strip all the time." I mean, I guess that's the response that I get whenever people say, "Well, where are you living?" I say, "I live in Vegas," or "I live in Las Vegas." "Oh, you must go down to the Strip. How do you like it?" I said, "Well, I never go to the Strip.
Right.
I never go to the Strip. It's too much work, and I'm not interested. And I'm not interested in gambling." And they built those casinos with somebody's money, but it's not going to be my money. and so this team, my goal was to have us be the identity of Las Vegas, and we're on the way to doing that. We really are. The Raiders are going to be competition, but the Raiders are going to play 10 games a year here, and, you know, are they really going to be here? Are they really part of Las Vegas? You know, kind of. I guess. I mean, I'm a football fan, but we are Las Vegas. We're the Vegas Golden Knights.
In the very beginning, you credited the Maloofs with Gavin and Joe and George, who obviously had sports experience, you know, with basketball and the NBA, big figures in this community. And it would have been very, very easy for you to take all of the glory and everything. But I wanted you to talk a little bit about their involvement in this, because they've kind of taken a back seat, so to speak. And I guess, you know, by design, they, you know, they're on the side here, but they're still involved, and they actually, I guess, had the suggestion about an NHL team in the very beginning. Isn't that true?
Yeah, no, it is true. They were we were talking about maybe an investment in a football team, and I said, well, the first place, I can't afford it. They're just too expensive. So you can't look to me to be really a majority or even a 50% owner and something like that. It's too expensive for me. And I said, number two, whatever I get involved in has got to be in a place that I want to live. And I really want it to be in the West. And I'd rather not be living all year round in California. And they called back a few months later and said, well, what about hockey in Las Vegas? And I said, well, that's interesting, but is there an arena? So I knew nothing. I hadn't spent any time in Las Vegas. We're going back now. Boy, I think we're maybe going back almost 4 years. Wow. Wow.
Time flies, right? Look where we're at now.
time flies. And so we then had a call with the league, introduced ourselves, talked to them, had a meeting with the league, and then we had a meeting in Pebble Beach with the commissioner. But we weren't getting anywhere. They were saying, well, we don't know, you don't have an arena. And so we had to go through all that process of bringing AEG in and MGM in. Yes, we're going to build the arena. Yes, they actually started construction on the arena. Then we were authorized to do the ticket drive. We did that. And once we got into the ticket drive, this became almost a full-time endeavor of trying to get this team. And I was committed to it, and I was going to be the guy that was standing behind the team in terms of being taking a substantial ownership interest, you know, well over 50%. And so I sort of moved into the primary role from Gavin and George.
Bill Foley, owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, joined us. Bill, the last 10 days have been, I would imagine, crazy for you. We talked about the tragedy. You had the opener in Dallas. You had the home opener last night. But then you had the TV deal come up here where there was a big controversy whether these games are going to be shown on Cox Cable. And a lot of people here in Las Vegas who have Cox were not going to see it. And an 11th-hour deal was struck. What can you tell us about those final negotiations? Were you the one that stepped up here and stepped in and said, listen, you guys need to play nice and we need to get this done? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, what really happened was we're in AT&T Sportsnet's hands, so they're our rights owner, and we had to depend upon we were depending upon them, and they're very smart guys and they're great partners. We were depending on them to work the transaction with Cox because we knew how important that was. But you've got two big companies. One is headquartered over in operates out of Seattle and L.A. And the other one operates out of Atlanta, and you know they may not necessarily understand how important this TV situation was to the residents of Vegas, and so we used whatever influence we had to try and push this along and get a transaction done. And at the 11th hour, they came together. They finally made an economic deal that made sense for both of them, and I'm really glad it worked out. I'm glad everyone can watch our games, and I understand we had like a 3.6 rating last night, which is, you know, pretty good for an NHL broadcast.
Very good. Well, you've been very, very confident since day one that the franchise was going to be here. They worked out the deal with the NHL. You were calling for playoffs in a couple seasons, Stanley Cup in about five, I think it was. Hey, you're a great prognosticator. You're 3-0. You're in first place. Could it work out any better right now?
It can't work any better right now, but we are realistic. my goal has been playoffs in three, make a cup run in five, and win it in six. And that everyone says I'm crazy, but I, you know, when you set goals and people start repeating the goals, suddenly the goals become reality.
Absolutely. Bill, before we let you go, just quick, your thoughts about the first couple weeks of the regular season here. What do you see that you like about your team after three games?
I'll tell you, we are a team of speed, and we are quick. When you were watching our players last night, we had so many, there may have been three-on-threes or four-on-threes or three-on-twos, but we were fast. We get down the ice quickly, and our goaltending is fantastic. Marc-Andre Fleury is everything we thought he'd be when we drafted him, and he is not only a great personality and a great resident of Las Vegas, but he and a great guy. He's a terrific netminder, and we have some really strong D's, and we have some really good forwards. Some guys that are stepping up that maybe weren't in the primary position in their former teams. They're saying, "Hey, you know, I can play this game, and I can be a first line forward or first line centerman." So I like what I see, what I'm seeing, and our guys are playing hard, and they want to win. They never give up, and they never give in.
Bill, we'll let you go and get some rest, well-deserved rest. great talking with you again, my friend. Always a pleasure visiting with you, and the Knights look fantastic. I'm sure that people will carry this momentum into Friday night for the next home game.
Yeah, thanks, TC. It was good talking to you.
All right, take care.